Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wayne Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is normally a podcast where we discuss conspiracy theories and paranormal stuff. Rob was kind enough to let us come on because it's such an audio medium, but we discuss a lot of visual things. So today we're gonna break down Bigfoot.
We're gonna watch some Bigfoot videos. We've done a couple episodes on Bigfoot, but it's like, you know, go online and watch the video.
Yeah, that just we're YouTube. About. The YouTube address is YouTube/8A7.
Passing Gimlin footage. Passing Gimlin.
So we got a bunch of Bigfoot videos we're going to break down, and we're going to do so with our good friend and guest from the Do You Need a Ride podcast. It's Chris Fairbanks.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, man? What's up, man? No good theme music or anything. No pomp and circumstance.
It's okay. It's okay. I despise theme music.
So oh, good.
It's one reason I never watch TV shows.
So we made the right call.
I hate catchy jingles.
There's nothing worse than commercials. A good catchy jingle.
I don't like music. I just like Bigfoot and
that's
an adult who enjoys Disneyland. Just kidding.
That's like the question. What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things, kind of like when we were talking about aliens last time we did one of these joints. I don't know how much it affects me whether or not they exist. I'm so thinking about real problems in my life that I know that if they said one day that Bigfoot exists, it wouldn't affect me in any way.
Yeah,
I would, though, when I'm camping in Montana, because that's probably where there's more Bigfoots, you know, in a state, the fourth largest state with the least amount of people, there's less than a million people. I know there's a bunch of Bigfoots there.
There's got to be.
Or big feet. I don't know what the plural is.
I mean, that's a state where the trees outnumber the people, right?
Yeah. Or certainly the chickens.
The chickens?
Yeah. Did you know there's more chickens in the world than people? Isn't that crazy?
Ah, that's sad.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, there's got to be enough chickens for us to eat.
We got to eat them.
I do eat a boatload of eggs.
And we need their eggs. It's not just their body mate. Hey,
I'm into it.
We don't need to feel bad
about it. So you're apathetic towards Bigfoot.
But I easily could believe if I saw the right video, it's just a lot of this footage. The biggest hang up I have is it's only described as human-like.
Yeah.
So it's safe to assume a lot of the time, like one of the videos, it's like, yeah, these guys went up to get a closer look at some deer. And I'm like, well, I already don't believe their story. Who needs to get a closer look at some deer? And then there was a human-like shaped guy. But then the most convincing one was a guy in possibly a Bigfoot costume, but he throws a tree.
Right. That one's pretty
cool. It's not just a stick. That was the coolest video. I'm like, okay, whatever it is, even if it's good costuming, no human that I know, and I know some big, strong dudes, could throw a tree like a javelin.
Quick question for you, Wade, as the skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
If Bigfoot were real, would that affect your life in any way?
I mean, I'm with Chris. I guess it would kind of shake my world for a day until the next news thing happened and everyone kind of moved on. But I'm not going to do anything about it. I don't go to the woods already. So I guess the knowledge of knowing if I knew that there was a Bigfoot, I would still go to the woods as often as I do now.
Right. And I still, my biggest fear would be very real bears of any kind and shark.
Yeah.
Sharks.
Why don't they say it's a bear like?
Exactly. More people would be, or primate like, because when they're starting to talk about the feet and everything, which
I'll
is all.
Yeah, because they mostly walk on 4 feet.
4 feet? Bears or Bigfoot?
Bears and primates.
But Bigfoot doesn't.
No. Right. Bigfoot is very human-like.
That's the big human-like thing.
One of the guys was like, now here's a bullet point of all the facts. 400 people a year claim to see Bigfoot. That's a fact.
they claim to see him.
That is factual. And I'm like,
just on record. Like, I mean, I know you're joking, but it's funny to think about how many people have seen stuff that aren't going to report it, you know, because that's a kind of a big deal too.
I am someone that the more I watch the videos, and the most compelling thing was the arch, the foot. I was looking at those footprints and they do look like a human footprint, but what he was saying that about a human foot, we have arches, we have tendons that won't allow our foot to bow like that.
Yeah.
And they were like interesting footprints that looked like someone made a foot and pressed it down. But then they talked about how they walk, and I was like, that's interesting.
Right.
And all these people, like, no one wants to be shunned by their friends and neighbors or thought to be crazy. There's got to be people there like, hey, I saw it, just like aliens, you know, I just haven't yet. So I'm not.
And I will say in that respect too, I feel like a lot of people could have thunk that they saw it and it was a bear, you know, so I'm into that too.
I should have put on the list that bear that's like walking on its hind legs. I should have thought to put that on, because
that was,
if
you've
seen that video, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it looks like a person in a bear suit.
I saw Bigfoot on a unicycle. We were in a large tent and there was other people there, and it could have been a bear, but it was on its back.
Yeah, so it's legs. more manlike.
Yeah, it was very manlike behavior. He also had a hat on.
Therefore, it's Bigfoot. Well, let's get into some of these videos, huh? I mean, we're starting with like the classic.
Yeah.
Sure.
The first video
classic
we're going to see is the classic Patterson and Gimlin footage from 1967. What's great is the first one we're watching is the actual, it starts off with the actual footage. Not messed with, not slowed down or anything.
What do you think of this title transition that goes blurry?
it's better than the Bigfoot footage.
Is that those old Stussy shirts? Blurry on purpose.
From the Hypercolor era.
Yeah,
I didn't have Hypercolor.
I wasn't rich enough to have Hypercolor.
I just breathed on my shirts until they were darker because of my spit.
I had one Hypercolor sweatshirt, put it in the dryer, and it never worked again. You're not supposed to put those in the dryer.
Yeah, you're not supposed to ever wash them. It's like good denim.
I'd just spill a bunch of coffee in various places so that people would think that I was.
Yeah, I have a Hypercolor pillow when you take the cover off. Anyway, back to
So look at this. This is a crazy thing. Is every time you've ever seen this footage, it is the slow motion stabilized version of it.
Right.
So my initial reaction is, oh crap, if you were going to hoax this video and put someone into a suit,
right?
I think that they had a tripod out there because they had tons of footage,
right?
They own this property. They had big footprints reported out there. So they were out there looking for Bigfoot. And when we watched the Bigfoot video, we're like, oh wow, look at this, you know, and they had a tripod and it's on film.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the original footage to just be like, you just got off a horse, couldn't get his tripod, started recording, and it's gone.
Right.
My initial thought is, if you were hoaxing it, you just set up your tripod and act like you caught it.
I think in a lot of these videos, in the ones that are fake, you know, I'm sure there's fake ones out there where it is a guy in a suit. Maybe it's not the camera person that was in on it, but there's guys going around like, got to keep this. There's guys out there, I bet, that have a fleet of nice costumes because they want to keep the story going. You know, weird guys. I'm not saying all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying there's real Bigfoot out there, too. But a lot of guys are out there walking around just knowing someone will see him. I'll go to Glacier Park. I'll be a mile from Old Faithful. Someone's going to see me.
And you know that you're in
their
footage.
And then I'll get funding for my Bigfoot society.
Well, it's comparable to the lady fire. Well, maybe it was late. I don't know. There was a firefighter who, the fire season was not doing so good, and they make a lot of money, the backwoods country firefighters, because they work for 24, 48 hour shifts. And so the person started a fire and it like got huge and killed some people. But like, you know, I mean, yeah, there are extreme versions of people.
Yeah. She was just looking for some job security. Yeah.
Yeah. There's someone out there in a Bigfoot costume, not planning on a camera guy.
And if that is hoaxy, you're right. I don't think it was the camera person. I think that they were freaking out. They're like, oh my God, even if I saw a guy in the white one that didn't have eyes, it was clearly like a rubber albino Sasquatch. They shined a light on it and it was just screamed silicone mask to me. I'd still be scared. Oh my God, there's a human out in the dark with a scary costume on.
There's that's a serial horrifying. Killer out here.
Yeah, that's they all know Michael Myers is wearing a mask. He's still scary. We know he didn't grow with hockey. It's like, why? Mask
I know that this is a costume, but you shouldn't be out here.
Mm-hmm. I can see the zipper and you are horrifying. Yeah.
But I don't, I think like if you were going to fake a Bigfoot video, you would, wouldn't you make it as blurry as possible? You wouldn't lock it down so that people could analyze it and be like,
but it's 1967 with a film camera in the back country.
They watched Star Trek. They knew you shake the camera when the ship gets hit. That way it looks more real.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm going to argue with you. I just feel like they,
it would be so fake if there was just a static shot and a Bigfoot walked through and then they went, whoa.
I'll tell you, that's what a lot of the footage is, you know, it's like that's how you can tell, like, especially with like UFO videos and weird stuff where it's like there are the camera is already focused on the crazy thing.
Right.
Know, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look at this.
That's just bad, bad, fraudulent you didn't video.
Pre-think it.
So what's next?
Well, so the next one, I was saying originally it needed audio, but the next one is someone analyzing this footage and it gets slower. And he mostly just talks about something that the Bigfoot's hand does.
It's about the carpels and tarsals again.
Well, this one was particularly like we don't need. No, I'm sorry. There's
no, this is good. Cut it's out by the artist Wayne.
So this is great to see the completely stabilized, really over bright, and he's analyzing it. And what he is mostly looking at is that the hand, when it gets to the very apex of its walking, it does a weird like
double wrist joint thing, which, like that's a 6-inch wrist joint.
Yeah, and he's saying that, like, well, this is something that like primates do, not humans. So he doesn't suggest this, but if they were hoaxing it, it's like this person would have to have at least done some research on primates, which is totally possible still.
Right.
Well, if I was going to hoax it, it looks like that guy's arm isn't as long as that suit. And so it's just got like a, holding on to a handle or something.
So this guy studies bodies hand. And stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So every time the hand gets up
every Friday night,
it like
in my bedroom.
Yeah. That is a,
when it comes back, you mean
when at the very top, it like flexes in a weird way. And he thinks it's because of how the
on the back swing you've talked about.
On the upswing on the very, when it reaches the up part, it like does this weird grab that like he's saying that like primates do and humans don't. So if somebody was in a suit right there, they completely knew.
So this guy thinks it's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris, what do you think? Is it real?
I don't think that is a, I think it is a human.
And there is somebody who claims to be the guy walking in this suit. And he's actually the neighbor of one of these two guys that was out there.
Yeah. Did they go to nearby costume rental places during any of these sightings?
If you look at his hand, the way that it rubs, he says that the hair on the leg is actually worn a little bit from his fingers hitting his hair. You know, like if you look at my legs, I don't have hair up to here because I wear socks up to here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get a close
up. Look at mine.
So it looks like I shaved my leg up to here.
Yeah, me too. Look at that. I'm totally hairless.
Right? And so this ape outfit, creature outfit, Bigfoot outfit, has got a rub on his leg, which looks like it's right where his hand line is.
So you're saying this man wears this costume all the time.
Like daily. It's worn it
it's
out.
One or the other. And I will accept both.
He is very primate-y looking. He's got that kind of dumpy gorilla ass. Like it looks padded.
Right. When I picture a baboon sitting down and you look at their butt, is it like, was their butt crazy before they started sitting down their whole life? Or was it?
Well, yeah, every once in a while you see a baboon and it's just like a pink beehive, weird, like a waxy pink beehive. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry.
But then like picture a callus times 100 years or whatever, 50 years, where it's just like this big lump that they sit on.
You think that their asshole is calloused from sitting?
I mean, if you're a primate and you have horrible hemorrhoids. We all get to go to doctors if we have hemorrhoids. A lot of these guys just sit and let it harden up and callus.
I would say a lot of us don't go to doctors if we have hemorrhoids.
Right, but we have the option.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this one's tough because it's like if you're a believer, you're going to believe it, right? Because it's the OG. It's yeah. like this is yeah. the one.
This is the most famous video.
And so, I mean, my thing is, when it comes down to it, I personally, it's not that I want it to be real. It's not that I want other people to believe it. But because I do believe in this creature, that's where my viewpoint's coming from. And so it's fun to talk with people mm-hmm. that don't believe in it. Because I'm like, well, yeah, you know, I agree with you. I'm not trying to.
I just think it's so suspicious that he like looks at the camera.
Like he knows they're always the camera looking is. Around.
Yeah, like what's he looking around?
Why is
for?
Someone? Why are they all? It looks like they're running away from somebody.
Here he is comparing the head to a gorilla.
Oh, this is still the video.
Yeah, we can stop this video. We can go on to the next one, right? Just saying that. I mean, we can just start. The next one is
and they've never found a dead one. That would solve everything, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they don't die. That's interesting.
But you know what they've also never found? A guy, like a hunter shooting a guy in a Bigfoot costume and then going, oh, it's a man in a Bigfoot costume.
Right. Yeah. That's never happened. All I know is up to 13 or 14 years old, I believed in Santa Claus because my dad had the guy he did radio with. He dressed up like Santa Claus and I saw him. And
did he put footprints through the snow?
He leading just up was house? There and he had a real beard. And I'm like, wow, he's real. But if I asked my dad about Jesus or anything, he's like, oh, that's all made up. He was totally atheist. But I believed in Santa Claus because I saw him. So if you see him and you believe it,
yeah,
and you're a kid, like if I saw this video when I was a kid, maybe it would have instilled something in me. But
all right. What's this one?
This is
the javelin of the tree. Yeah.
A Bigfoot throwing a tree. So here's how the footage starts. These guys are doing construction in Canada and something's kind of messing with them. And they, you know, basically something throws a tree at them. And then they zoom in on it and go like, holy shit, man, this video, the guy is analyzing the size of what this tree could be and how much it could possibly weigh.
Right.
So it's like, look, if that torso is 3 foot, which is like, you know, average male, 5.5 to 6 foot tall. If that torso is 3 foot tall, then you would have to say that this tree trunk is 12 feet tall. And so he puts it into this tree wear analyzer.
Yeah. Yeah. He put it in a branch software? Spectrometer.
Yeah, tree software. It was somebody made a little bit of money on that. And I'm proud of them. He's like saying that the tip of the tree could be 3 inches and the base 4 inches and the thing's 11 feet, you know? So it's a very light estimate of what that could possibly be. It's on the light end of the estimation when he gets there and basically comes up to the idea that this tree trunk weighs about 50 pounds.
Right.
And then he shows videos of guys throwing a 50 pound weight and it just doesn't go far at all. So, I mean, this is very compelling because here is, Bigfoot or not, whatever threw this tree at this estimated weight, which still could be wrong, but it's if you watch the way he does it, it's just like, I would say this thing's at least 40 pounds. And so somebody throwing that tree trunk would be stronger than Strong Boys.
But did they go to see if the tree branch was real?
Well, that's funny.
I mean, that's the thing. It could just be a hollowed out.
That is very funny. Yeah.
Like, I'm
you
just thinking
think
about
that, Willie,
because I was thinking about the times I went to throw away.
I mean, because I'm just going through videos going like, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking like throwing away a Christmas tree and just trying to get it in a dumpster. But the time I got fed up with my artificial tree that breaks down, that I toss that. It's very lightweight. Had a plastic shaft in the middle.
Now here's the bros throwing the weights.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. And those guys,
I mean, the guy, they both have decent arms.
They're strong dudes. Yes, I mean, it's established. We're attracted to them. Now, what do they do?
Just because they did a bunch of heavy reps doesn't mean they're strong. That's how you build mass.
Yeah.
Right.
One guy tosses it underhand. The other guy does the spinneroo, you know, like the... have you ever tried to do the shot put or the discus? Have you guys ever tried to do that?
The hammer throw?
Yeah. Like in high school.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
I've never tried to do it. I think I'd be really good at it, but I've never tried it.
Like that. Yeah.
Zoink.
And the tree went further than that.
Yeah,
it was what that it is very compelling, that footage of that. That if it is indeed a wooden branch or a little tree, it is a superhumanly strong.
And it's weird too. Like, I've worked on set with chimpanzees before, and they're so fucking strong.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What they told everyone was this is the list of the shit we had when I was working on Mad TV, and we had a chimpanzee, and it was like, hey, ladies, if you're on your period, please do not come to work because they will fuck with you.
Oh, my God.
And then if you are, don't look him in the eyes. And this is like a young chimpanzee. And also
at that point, I'd be like, wait, how funny is this sketch?
Right. And then it was like, if he wants something from you, like, don't challenge him, because as soon as he tries to take something from you and you like hold back, then it's like, then it's on.
Yeah.
Like,
that being said, this is the best sketch. It's going to be so worth it, ladies.
Oh, we've all seen
Please
it.
Stay at home.
It made the rounds on the internet. We all know the famous chimpanzee Mad TV sketch.
It was funny because it was, of course, Bobby Lee was in it, and the chimpanzee tried to grab someone and he took it back right away. He's like, oh, fuck. And it was fine, but I was like, dude, I don't know. It was scary for a second.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Well, look at that. He's barely moving his body. It's just like a little arm jack.
It is really impressive. This was the most impressive video out of the lot that you sent me.
It's like watching Patrick Mahomes throw a 50-yard touchdown.
Well, it's funny too. Like, of course, if Bigfoots are real, they've been watching logging companies and us assholes like just demolish, destroy their environment and like, knock it off.
Yeah, they're probably very political.
Get out of here.
no more clear cuts. Well, remember those bumper stickers?
But then
no more clear cuts.
But then they're also just kind of non-confrontational. So they're just gonna throw some shit from really far.
Knock it off.
Stop that.
Do they they tear apart animals and stuff, right? They'll eat animals.
Well, so it's weird because I don't really know, you know, and, you know, you look at a gorilla doesn't eat meat and it's a gigantic muscular beast.
Yeah.
But there was a video out there that's not in today's videos from Linda Moulton Howe, who talked to someone who had an account where a UFO showed up, a beam of light hit the ground, a giant creature walked away. And then for the next couple of days, there were cow mutilations.
Oh, wow.
So like. It's a crazy sideways out of left field thing where it's like, oh, fuck, man, like a UFO dropped this off and it's mutilating cows with like. And so if you look
at it, think it was Bigfoot.
I mean, it's weird because my initial thought is, nah, it wasn't Bigfoot.
Because Bigfoot's like a vegetarian, right?
Well, but in this realm, if you look into cow mutilations, sex organs are removed with like surgeon's precision, which is, I mean, it's a crazy whole nother topic, but
wow. Right. What? So it wasn't Bigfoot, because Bigfoot's not.
So they're all like serial killers. They just perfectly cut out.
If it was
vaginas,
if it was
cows.
Bigfoot, then it's kind of like Predator just getting dropped off on a planet to have fun.
Yeah. It's just a cow mutilated. And then there's a perfect bodysuit cut out of them. That's so they could go home and make their Hannibal Lecter. Yeah.
What was that? That's Bigfoot acting as a cow.
Yeah, I even after we did talk about the aliens thing last time, I think at one point I was like, and they're about to drop all that footage or knowledge. They haven't done it yet, right? We aren't ready. There's still a bunch of worldly problems. But I was like, yeah, there probably is aliens. At this point, I'm like, yeah, there is. And it hasn't affected my excitement or the way I live my life.
Right, but we're both dead inside.
I just know that, yeah, there Bigfoot could exist. So could aliens. I'm still going to die on the toilet in 20 years.
I mean, my
you know, like, I got to think of real stuff. And so I don't cloud my brain with it.
I got to think about all of my own anxieties constantly.
Yeah.
I can't think of fucking Bigfoot.
Or just real shit, tax audits and career stuff.
I haven't worked
never,
in 3 years.
Never having a child, never getting married. That's my Bigfoot.
I don't know what love feels like.
Yeah. That's his aliens.
That's his Bigfoot.
Just a loveless life.
What is love?
I'm not going to believe in this, even though there's been a lifetime of...
I mean, my only perspective is if there's Bigfoots, if there's aliens, I mean, honestly, sure, I want to believe in these things, but the only reason why I care so much is because I would like us to consider what the universe is like with them before we discover them. Because if we don't before they get here, they're just illegal aliens, you know?
Right.
It's like, we're going to treat them like shit. It's like, it is like District 9. It's like, no, if we consider that they are intelligent before we find them, we might respect them.
Well, that's a good segue into a video that I found. Kevin, if you want to cue up Bigfoot 1, to put you on the spot here, but I think this is a good example of like what it would be like, because this is a real video from these Bigfoot hunters who they found a Bigfoot, and I don't want to spoil the
video isn't going to come on.
Well, yeah. I'm hoping that it's going to come on. Let's see. I think it's coming on.
What's his name? Don Amici.
Don Amici.
See, look, there's Bigfoot right there.
Yeah.
And everyone's pretty chill about it.
I mean, this is the best footage we've seen so far.
It's pretty convincing. It's
Yahoo!
Yeah. Oh, billiards.
So I think we could get along. We can get along with Bigfoot.
That movie was exciting.
Movie?
That's documentary.
That's real footage of people who live with a Bigfoot.
I'm so used to documentaries now. I just call them movies.
It is such a good movie. It has a good heart story.
I think I was compelled. I was compelled by Bigfoot back then. I thought that was it.
A lot of over-the-top jokes.
Oh, well, that was my next clip, but we couldn't hear it, so I don't want to. It's only funny if we could hear. Let's take it away. Do your next one.
The next one, video for this is called the Independence Day one.
It picks up the.
So in this one, there's a Bigfoot. And you see it turn and look, and then the camera keeps following it, and then you see that it's
just picks up a random Bigfoot baby
holding a baby, holding a Bigfoot holding a Bigfoot baby. It's pretty, you know. Have you seen this before?
I haven't seen it. I still don't see it.
Here it comes.
Well, luckily it's too far away. My glasses for up close thing.
Okay, there it is again. It's like, oh, are you still there? I'll take my baby away. So it's pretty clear footage. And
later.
And when you zoom it in and slow it up, you know, like you see really good stuff. And like the biggest critique really of this is people think that there was CGI stuff done to it. And I'm like, well, you know, people are really good and they can do this.
I mean, we can deep fake anyone's face and convince the world that
This one's suspect to me. I like it a lot because it has something new. Bigfoot with a baby.
Well, that's exactly what the fraudsters were thinking. They're like, everyone's done a fake Bigfoot video. How could we one up all these other fake Bigfoot videos? What if Bigfoot had a little baby?
And it's pretty clear, and it makes me go like, well, I definitely, you know, like, I, there definitely are moments where I'm like, yes, this could definitely be CG fake. But you also have to create that other thing.
Well, it could just be people in a costume too. Why does it have to be CG?
Because it's a good costume.
Yeah, that's why I'm more swayed by footage from the 60s, you know.
Right? Doing it on film is...
Yeah, Before they had all the visual effects tricks.
But they did have better costumes back then. They spent more money on them. Now, like, you know, Charlie Brown costumes got drawing a Charlie Brown on the costume.
Yeah.
Okay. We all know you hate Big Halloween. it was like that for us as kids, man. So, and we were kids in the early 80s. We had a picture of Superman on our Superman outfit.
Yeah. I just picture costumes from the 60s where they're like, yeah, I spent like a year making this, and you can rent it for like $100.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make a plastic thing.
This is the guy who lives in the neighborhood. Which guy is this?
This is a guy who has a Halloween shop who's got 8 really great costumes.
Okay. And once he sells out, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm out. All 8 have been taken. I had a Bigfoot. I had a Spock. It was great.
This next video is pretty funny because it's like a youth group.
This is the one I couldn't find.
If you get into like, I don't know, like, well, so like here's like a youth group having fun in the middle of the mountains and they're getting silly. And then they come across this pile of, I know I'm saying it before we get to it, but it's like, whatever. They come across this pile of like bushes and they're like, it looks like somebody tried to make like a tent. And I don't know specifically where they're at.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Oak Ridge. They're, and you know they're not lying because they're church kids.
Isn't that a funny thing? Like,
so I'm to believe that a Bigfoot can fit in there when this 13-year-old boy has a hard time?
Well, see, that's the weird thing. This is all weird. What's compelling is when they see him on the ridge. But
they see him too.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool because it's like, if this is a fake, then it's only the person with the camera. All the kids are not in on it. You know what I mean? Because like, you can't get a bunch of youth group kids to all lie. You just can't. They wouldn't do a good job.
I mean, they'd be bad actors.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's why this one's kind of funny because it's like, they're all just like, hey, well, it looks like something tried to build a tent right here. And everyone's being silly in their fun way. And then there's a Bigfoot on them
without cursing or having sex before marriage. And then when's it show it? So, and then they all see it and they're like, Jesus Christ. And then they get in trouble.
Then they have to hold their hands out. And the nun comes out of the
tree fort with a ruler.
I knew it.
I knew I'd get you to say it. If I hired this costume guy, I almost got away with it until you said Jesus Christ. Yeah, I really want to see it. I'm not impressed with this pastor in the fort he made.
This is a lot of B-roll here.
Yeah, I know. This one.
All right. He's like, wait.
Is there like a time marker that we can skip to? Or?
Well, yeah, at 2:30. But I feel like we're probably all. See, like he's like, oh, who's up there?
What's up there?
What's that?
What's that?
What's that?
Hey, turn the camera up there.
Yeah, it's the exact height of the guy that played guitar by the campfire last night.
Whatever it is, Jesus made it.
Where is he all the way at the top? Where is he? He zooms in
pretty good. Yeah. But it's funny how far away it is, you know. That's a great,
right?
A great camera.
And you think like it's a Jesus Christ Superstar.
You think it's the big tree. You think it's a big tree. And he's like, he's still zooming. What kind of camera is this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See, that's all the money in the donation plate. On the camera.
But we fooled those kids.
And he's just standing there?
And it could be some loner hiker. You know, those exist.
Sure.
There isn't anything really that makes this walking thing look more. Not
well,
like
that is a, you can tell it's a huge human.
But yeah, yeah, human. That's.
What, get the, God.
Did you, Chris?
Yeah, just such a bad camera work.
Did you want something? I heard you call my name.
The thing, Jesus, oh, just God, keep gotcha. It on the, keep the guy in the middle of the frame.
Well, you got to, I mean, like, think of how far zoomed in he is. Like, that was like a telescope.
And all the kids right now are going, oh, my God, it's Bigfoot.
Well, most of them can't see it. They're like, I can't, you know, it's so far away. Anyways, you can cut this video. But that's, you know, wow. That's the extent of that. Is like,
no, that was a good one. I mean,
I like that.
It's that
like-
is clearly a giant. And he has that posture and the. He's got the kind of keep on trucking walk that they all have. The sower or whatever that. He's got that our Robert Crumb type stride.
The rambling man.
Yeah. I mean, that was good footage.
It's a good story, too, because the Bigfoot's just up on the hill going, why are they fucking with my house?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh,
the
shit,
kid is
man.
Going in my house.
I just built that thing.
What the fuck is going on here? Shit.
Why? It's funny in the video. They're like, he's looking at us. I'm like, how can you tell?
So far away.
Yeah, yeah.
In the next video, this one is one of those trail footage cameras from Yellowstone. This is a news story about it. You can find the video out there if you look up Mary Greeley. She posted this. Well, there it is. But if you watch her video, you have to like wait a lot of time to see it. And so they're looking at some bison in Yellowstone. This is just trail camera footage. Well, it's weird because it's trail camera footage, but it moves in the end. And so this is somebody comparing the size of the creature to the bison out there.
And so, that's him hanging out and the bison are like, hey.
Right. That was just cool. Like the taking the thing from far out there and then putting it right next to it.
Oh, Al Nash is Al Nash.
And this guy has a funny comment. I don't remember what it is, though. But they cut back to it and used it. And
see, this is in Montana.
This is the thing that people always say
grounds.
Is like, if there were Bigfoots out there, you'd find them in trail footage cameras. How can we never see them? And so there are some out there, but they're like this where it's just like, yeah, it's so far away. It could be a person.
I'm yeah, mad at this news story. Why won't they show that for longer?
I know. And so I had the original footage before, but it's just like, it's like 6 minutes long and then it doesn't point it out to you. So you can barely see
it.
Oh,
this guy's saying, you can tell he's being snarky about it. I'll be in Bozeman December 18th, by the way.
Is that where that was?
At the Elm. Yeah, Bozeman.
Nice.
Really?
What? How do people react to your comedy out there?
I've never been to Bozeman.
Are you doing stand-up out there? Or you're just visiting? Oh, yeah. So, are you guys convinced yet?
I'm not. I do. I really like those. I like the one that was a camera set up to watch a eagle's nest. You see that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's a little Bigfoot down in the distance.
So let's skip the Bigfoot family one. The next video was just an image. It's a news story.
Yeah,
so here's the trail footage camera. So this is an eagle's nest camera in the middle of nowhere. It's like, did they capture a Bigfoot? There's just something weird down
there.
Yeah,
that is. I mean, it freaks me out when it just looks like a gorilla.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They're in Montana or wherever, Michigan.
So sure, this could be a bear, but it's probably not a person, you know, like
doesn't look like a bear to me.
Yeah, that's how I say it too. It's like just a big hairy stand-up thing. And so it's small and it's hard to catch, but it like is pretty cool.
Why can't they find a dead one? It's bothering me. Do they have a when they die, do they make sure they bury themselves in under a shoddily made tree fort?
Well, you know, when you think of the intelligent animals out there, like even let's say, I know this is a bad parallel, but like picture an elephant, right? They're so smart and they have such a good memory that they mourn where other elephants have died mm-hmm. in the past. They didn't obviously bury an elephant, but like they mourn the spot where it died. And so I'm like, I feel like intelligent animals that have the capability to bury might. I don't know. I don't think.
Well, there's the theory that they're interdimensional. Have you heard that?
No.
They're interdimensional beings. And, They go through wormholes, or I don't know how interdimensional things work. Well,
yeah, one idea why we can't find them is because they are actually interdimensional beings. And so even saying that to me sounds a little too defined. We have creatures on Earth that can sense and react to the magnetic field. When you see whales beaching themselves, they're not committing suicide. They are following the magnetic field lines, and they've been jacked up, whether by... you know, maybe a pole shift might be happening soon. Maybe just the field lines are affected. So I'm supposed to swim here. Oh, this is land. I'm still supposed to swim here. This is how I swim my whole life.
Okay.
And migratory birds and stuff follow the magnetic field lines. That's how they go south.
Yeah.
And if you take a dog into a new area, it'll align itself to poop. So it's facing north.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so I only say that because if there were other animals or entities that could, like a radio dial, phase shift in between different realities, which I think is closer to how reality is, they might not be aware that they're actually doing it.
Yeah.
Well, let's do one more video, and then we've got like a Q&A section.
Well, let's go.
Show your best. Give us your best shot.
Let's go to video 13 and go to 42 minutes in, if that's easy. This, sorry. This one is particularly somebody analyzing this. Because listen, I've been to the Bigfoot Museum. I've seen so many like footprints. I'm like, this fucking thing looks dumb. Look at the toe on the left. It's all the way bent out weird. Yeah. I'm like, whoever made this doesn't understand feet.
Yeah.
And this is me judging them going like, oh, I don't understand these creatures. So this guy specializes in, this is Jeff Muldrum, and he specializes in, fuck, am I out
I
here?
Mean, have you seen a lot of people's feet? Because there's some janky feet yeah. out there, man. Like,
but he's saying that like the reason why the they're all angled all weird is because like primates' feet, their toes are longer and they're made differently. So their toes are actually closer to fingers. So if you're stepping, it's like putting your hand down where it's like you're getting grip, you're getting traction. You're, you know, when you grab onto something, your fingers all splay out differently. Then they don't just sit perfectly like it. So it's like those feet print that I think look like crap are probably more accurate because the toes and the feet are more like fingers.
Well, right. Also, couldn't they break them? Often they're just running through the forest.
Yeah, stubbing their toes on logs and stuff.
Yeah, how often do you stub your toe? You know your living room. You still stub yeah. your toe.
The entire forest is like a kitchen table leg, and these poor guys are just like, I would love to see footage of a Bigfoot just running through, and then he's like, fuck!
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh! he's guy, you never get used to that pain. He's saying that
he threw a tree at me
yeah
because I'm invading his space.
That's why they saw that he was throwing a tree because he just stubbed the fuck out of his shoeless
fuck you tree.
Damn it, I know how to bury myself, but I don't know how to make a damn pair of shoes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that this was interesting to me, right? Though the fact that we have arches
shoot.
And what's
parachute?
That?
If a Bigfoot made a parachute?
Oh, instead of a pair of shoes? Oh, man. I would love to see a Bigfoot jump out of a plane. Dressed like Elvis.
So I'll just say this real quick. He was saying that the way that if you look at the bottom left right now, the feet bend differently because they're made differently, more closer to a primate. So there's that a lot of the weight isn't held in the ball of the feet like a human. It's like in the middle. They bend, actually bend right there and push up. So like feet print that like that actually make more sense, because that's how primates walk. That's how their feet work. So it's like,
wait, so is that, how many of these feet prints have we found?
Oh, I mean, surprisingly a lot. Like,
do you think they're much like with aliens? There's dead Bigfoot and they have them in some facility in New Mexico being guarded by the military.
That's interesting, because there are a couple Bigfoot accounts out there where the men in black gotten their stories of the men in black showing up. I was like, this is a Bigfoot story. Why are they here? It's like, oh, well, it's just, I know it's a crazy another direction, but it's like, well, it means that somebody's trying to hide it from you, which is like, even makes the whole thing even crazier.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? It'd be fun for everyone. Bigfoot. It's not like alien. It's not as scary. It's like, hey, we found out. I think they wouldn't try and hide this. Well, there are primate like beasts out in the Pacific Northwest.
The orangutan and the giant squid were both mythological creatures for a long time, you know? So it's like,
and in Flathead Lake in Montana, there's always talk of the Flathead Lake monster, and people saw it and there was footage of it breaching, but it ended up being like a 24 foot long sturgeon, which to me, I'm like, that's even more impressive.
Yeah,
a giant fish. Like, I don't care that it's not this serpentine dragon, whatever the drawings were like. Yeah, I don't believe it looks like Puff. But then it's like, no, it's actually, no. It was just a almost 30 foot long fish. I'm like, well, that's even scary. I'm going to think about that more when I'm water skiing, waiting for a boat that isn't coming back.
Yeah,
I still, when I water ski on that lake,
I'm
like, that giant sturgeon is going to take my leg off.
Like, how did trophy fishermen around the world not descend upon that lake to try and catch this 24?
It is, believe it or not, that lake is a mile deep in some parts, and they could go down and launch submarines into the lake and go down and prove it. But I think they did. I think they're just like, there are giant fish. There are giant fish at the bottom of this lake that are 20 feet long. And to me, that was more amazing.
Right.
Because I was like, well, that I believe, you know.
Yeah.
Very believable. Kind of one of them white claws.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean, hey, fetch me one. I appreciate it. Thank you. Why can I not extend my hand?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Time is great.
We can edit that out, right?
Just
we're live to tape.
It's,
oh god,
there have been sightings all over the world. There's 50 versions of over 50 versions of creatures that could fall in this description. They've been noted on every continent, you know, the skunk ape, the abominable snowman, the yeti,
sure,
the yeren, Chinese wild man, giants, yowie in Australia.
The yowie, that's
interdimensional travelers, you know, whatever.
What's this? Yeah, the interdimensional. Well, you start talking about they know inherently how to go in a certain direction, but I thought you were going towards something that said they can disappear and go to another
time. That's an idea out there, and it's also an excuse, and it's, you know, I don't believe in paradoxes either. I think that paradoxes are created from the limit of our understanding, and that doesn't mean that that's possible either.
Answer the question. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't subscribe to, if there was an interdimensional Bigfoot, it may not know that it's jumping dimensions. It's just like, just go that way.
Just here to kick and then angrily throw trees.
I know nothing about this, but I would say if you're interdimensional and you die, your body just kind of goes home.
Right. Yeah. You just,
that's cool.
Dissipate.
Like if Quantum Leap died, he would end up back at the home that he was searching for.
Well, yeah, it did. Otherwise, there'd be souls in other times.
Didn't the guy in charge of the leaping?
Dean Stockwell died.
Yeah.
Quantum Leap did die. I mean, Scott Bakula's here and he's alive and here to stay.
He's never going to die. He will never die.
He's Scott Bakula.
Yeah. Dean Stockwell. Is that his name?
Yeah. just the other day.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Fucking murdered in a bar fight. But they, I don't know how he died.
All right, well, we got about 10 minutes left. So let's,
I make, when people die, I make jokes about it because I am uncomfortable. I think my, I want Bigfoot to be smart. I don't, I'm disappointed that he made a little shitty tree for it. Like, and he's just foraging around, eating berries, stubbing his toe. At least with aliens, they're like, oh, they're smarter and they fucking know how to strategically cut out cows' genitals. It's like, man, that's what makes them scary, is they might be smarter than us and their technology and everything. But this guy's just like fucking a dope. That's like, ooh, he's paranoid. He's always looking behind him and he just lives in a tree fort. It's like, well, he's not going to add that much. If we do, like, hey, surprise, we do. There are Bigfoots out there. And we've tried to interact with them, and one of them ripped my arm off, and they just want to be left alone. So let's keep living our lives. Like, if they find out that there still is a dozen of them, and there's Yowies and abominable men.
My only
won't
thing.
Change any, sorry. Sorry.
For me, the history of humans and the evolution of sapiens.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now? Are you doing like a final? What are you doing? We got questions and answers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go.
These are from our Discord. Once again, the podcast is called Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. So check it out. We've got a Discord. These people are asking us questions. This is from Patrick R. Out of everywhere in the world, where do you think is the most likely place a Bigfoot could exist?
Yeah, I mean, Pacific Northwest, right?
Yeah,
that's where you always hear about them. It's always Oregon, Montana, Idaho.
That's every story. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say if there's so many sightings, I think maybe the entire Rocky Mountains from Canada to Mexico, like,
yeah,
like, could
does,
have.
Does, oddly, does they Yetis count? Because that could be like Russia.
It's weird that they are seen most often in areas with a worse school system. Curious connection. they're seen in a lot of low income states. I wonder why that is. That the why the Bigfoot would thrive.
Well, they couldn't get loans in the 60s.
They're almost never seen outside an orthodontist's office or I'm saying a bunch of dumb rednecks keep finding these things. Well, see, that's me being judgy.
Here's another
racist
question
to white people.
This is from Chris Galliano. What type of Bigfoot would you most believe in? Biological, interdimensional, fae? Is that like a fairy?
That's
possible apparition.
I don't know.
Interdimensional. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Well, we've got
so
very
this is the thing. This guy
listeners.
Knows about that.
Yeah.
That's two people so far. I'm a believer.
What is fae? F-A-E. What is that?
I don't know.
Is that like a Dungeons and Dragons?
It's like a Gelfling.
It's like
fairy?
A fairy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that one. I want it to be a fairy. What does that mean? What does
I want it to be done
mean?
Away. I want it to be a fae to be done away with.
Mike?
Do you guys like fae done away jokes?
I love it.
I've only heard one.
Yeah, there is
and
only one.
And it was great.
Fae, you know, I wish they could just be done away with because for me, I like shepherds. Fairies are never mind.
I mean,
try to throw in a shepherd fairy one. I just got hot. You know when you say something dumb
funny
and your back sweats.
If we were better improvisers, we could just say that.
I'm not even Andy
Bigfoot. Shepherd fairy.
I'm not even yesing.
There's something in there.
I'm not even yesing my own things. I'm terrible one man improv. I've done it for a living for 20 years.
So what do you think, man? Interdimensional, biological? Yeah. What are you guys doing?
I think
I'm doing fairies.
If there is a Bigfoot, I feel like, you know, there was a time hundreds of thousands of years ago where there were multiple sapien hominids, whatever, all living together at the same time, overlapping. And could there be one that survived that's what I'm into, the crypto version where it's like, yeah, this thing survived and it lived with us for a long time and it's avoiding us because how long have we been pieces of shit?
So biological?
Yeah. Just okay. Biological, smart enough to avoid the asshole.
Sure. Yeah. D, Do you have a horse in this race?
If I were to jump aboard a horse, it would be that it's just a straight up relative of a primate.
Okay, so feet thing, you guys are kind of the same. Mine kicks yours asses because he's got like fairy powers.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think they can jump, fly and shit.
That they die and they just end up in 20th century England or whatever you guys are saying. Or they end up where the geese go. Is that what you're saying?
To Bigfoot planet.
I die and then they end up south. They end up. That's why there's Yetis, because all of a sudden they're in South Pole or Antarctica.
All right. Well, let's say we got Willie.
That question feels like was you had not something answered. That is a disappointed viewer
No, we answered it. I said fairies. You said the others.
Yeah, I said fae. And then I took it back. I wanted it done away with.
Did you want to wrap it up?
Well, yeah, that's kind of, I kind of halfway did in
but
that.
But then we got to save a minute to just plug all of our stuff.
I think that there were so many different species that overlapped each other, and we still don't have the missing link. And you know, I'm just saying in that realm, you know, could ah!
Oh, holy God, shit. I know.
There's
I just
been
noticed
here
the realism
fucking
is
time. My Jesus. God.
Mad Annie smiling. Jesus, is that good? Christ.
Given a shaky camera angle, oh, that could have been. I thought our lives were in danger.
All right. Sorry, Willie.
There were a lot of species that overlapped at the same time. And I feel like they're definitely more around that. You know, how many predators have you seen in your life? Animals. I've seen one. I've heard one behind me, and I turned around and I saw him like trying to, he was tracking us as we were hiking.
You mean like bobcats and grizzlies and sharks? I've seen all those things multiple times.
But
and then people I know have killed them.
But
other people see them dead. But I just want to see a dead Bigfoot.
But most people haven't seen, you know, predatory animals.
You mean in person?
Like New Yorkers? Yeah, most of them haven't seen a grizzly.
And I'm like, well,
I've never seen Tom Hanks, but I'm pretty sure he's real.
But
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for watching watching. This will never is never gonna air again.
Thank you for downloading this and saving it to your hard drives.
Chris, I forget what's the podcast. I need a ride.
Do you need a ride? Most people say I want a ride.
Do you need a ride? What do you?
And
doing
I'm like,
that?
Well, that'd be a weird podcast where I just record hitchhiking. me and my friend Karen Kilgariff drive comedians. We used to go to or from the airport, but we try to avoid the airport now. So we're going to be back in the car soon. We've been Zooming, of course. Over Zoom,
right?
Recording on a Zoom device, nice. Unrelated. It's very
Zoom squared.
Yeah, it's too much Zoom, but yeah, we're still doing that, and it's going great. And we just we had a Ralph's commercial the other day. That's the kind of thing I get excited about advertising.
All right, thanks.
Thank you to the Midnight Kids for producing this us. I'd say go to on YouTube Robotic Willie Roberts. Willie with a Y.
Well, I would say check out Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. It's a podcast that we do. And Chris, thanks for being here. Willie and the others?
No, of course.
What's the producer's name? I'm forgetting. Kevin.
Kevin Day.
Kevin Day.
Thank you so much
for doing all this.
Too much work all the time.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Thank you, Shrob.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.